Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Rolisoff. And we are talking with Bruce Matters, who is the founder and CEO of Coastal Caretakers. And it's an interesting conversation.
Very interesting.
Because,
and very important.
Yeah. Bruce is filling a void. You know, oftentimes on Long Island especially, it's very difficult for adult children to live here. So they've moved off. And a lot of seniors
because
don't want to
so
leave.
It's so expensive.
Yeah. A lot, their seniors don't want to leave. They have their friends in their senior center, their church, their synagogue.
And their pets.
And their pets. That's true, too.
Important.
But somebody has to watch out for them, because you don't pay attention that, you know, somebody's aging and nobody's in the house for a couple of months. They keep saying everything's fine. But when an organization like Coastal goes in, they see the things.
And they check once a week.
Yeah,
which is
amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because after a while they get a little lonely, they isolate, then they get depressed, and then they can go downhill. But when they're, there's nothing, you know, their mind, they have to keep their mind happy and they have to be active. And you know, we're all, everybody has to be background checked. We all wear a lanyard around, you know.
You almost sound like a social worker.
Well, it's important because we're trained. Certified Aging in Place Specialist. That's the CAPS program. So we're trained in how to enter, because there's a lot of elder fraud and elder abuse, and we can be aware of any type of thing that's going on just by observation. You know, it's important.
And Ruth, you're saying like a social worker. What's coming across to me in reference to Bruce is he cares. That's it.
That's a
lot of the people come on the
important show
to get into this field. You're not getting into it for the money.
For money, exactly.
Absolutely not. Because some of the headaches that go along with your $2.99 a month, you want to jump out a window sometime.
Exactly.
But you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And people benefit, and the senior benefits, and the family benefits. And that's, you know, so it does take a unique person to get involved in this field.
And that's what caretaking is, as well as caregiving.
Right.
You know, we're trying to help others, and we can help countless others, because this population is growing at such a rapid pace right now.
And people are living longer.
Oh, exactly.
Did you ever have a relative that was older and had difficulty staying in their home? Is that what motivated you?
Well, I had my mom. She had Alzheimer's, and my sister says, well, you know, mom's, she's, you know, getting up there. We're going to put her in a nursing home. My mother called me. She said, Bruce, I got to get out of here. So I picked her up, brought her down to Naples, Florida. Next thing you know, she said she's got a little dementia. She's walking around this really high-end assisted living facility in a bathrobe. She had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So I realized then I have to, how can I help somebody else's mom? And that's when I became a CNA.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. One of the things that we haven't touched on yet, which I think is very important, the work you do is important. How is it paid for, which I think is a benefit to some of these seniors?
Well, it's private pay, but right. Just now we're just realizing that long-term care insurance in 2019 is going to accept non-medical services, because the insurance companies can benefit from our type of service, because we can mitigate any type of hazard that might happen in the house. So it's not such a big risk for the insurance companies.
So 2019...
Yeah, it's right in the process right now. They just something just came out that the state of New York is going to be able to accept non-medical home services.
Wow.
That's a wonderful thing.
But, you know, that's for the long-term care insurance. So we try to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on, you know, not only locally but nationally, because we are franchising our concept right now, too.
So each individual place is owned separately?
What?
Because you said you're a franchise.
Yes. Well, we will sell franchises with our concept. That's in the process right now. We're licensed in the state of New York to sell franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we have to take care of our people first. Nassau and Suffolk is what's our main objective, you know. This big picture, it kind of gets a little overwhelming when we, you know, when we see what's happening with international franchising and the food industry and everything. So, you know, I mean, there's an option there, and that's what we're looking at for good people that are coming on board. We actually want to give ownership to folks. So
right, right.
Maybe create this into a non-for-profit and have a little co-op or something. I don't know. You know, as I said, I just...
That's a work in progress.
Exactly.
And it's difficult because what happens in this arena, this is not like building a house that you could franchise it out because you're putting the 2x4 on top of the 6x6 or whatever it is, and pretty much any... There's much more personal interaction and caring.
Right,
so
right.
Just because a person filled out an application, it doesn't mean they're qualified.
Exactly. That's you why know? they have to take the CAP Certified Aging in Place course.
Right, right, right.
That's a 4-day course. So
they have
in
to
order
be
for
trained.
Them, in order for them to be able to know what they have to do when they go into a senior's house and how to run a business.
Right, right, right.
It's all part of it. It's a process. It's not an event. Everything takes time. I've been at this for 7 years now. At Aging in Place.
Right, okay.
But,
okay.
Coastal Caretakers was started in the year 2000.
Oh, okay, okay.
Did you come? Did you found the organization?
Yes, I'm the founder. Yeah, I'm the founder and the owner. Yeah. I was the first one on the East End to have a website.
And what is your website?
www.coastalcaretakers.com. Yep.
You were talking, excuse me, before with disability, people with disabilities, and the sinks, which I never heard of. I didn't realize the sinks are being hung from the wall. So they can slide right under it.
Underneath with their wheelchair. We have actually sinks and cabinets that are mechanical. They say you wanted to get a wine glass out, and it's on the way above your head. You
right.
just press the button on the counter, and all the shelves come down. The doors don't open up, but the shelves come down. You take your glass out and push the button, and
amazing.
It goes back up.
It sounds amazing.
That's all done in Scandinavia. And there's so much happening, you know. I mean, the technology is phenomenal. You know, we all see what's happening with smart homes. You know, and we get alerts. Our alerts go right to our iPhone in case something happens.
Right, right, right. Now, actually, that's one thing that kind of amazes me. When you read about Scandinavia and different countries around the world,
yep.
which do not have the resources that we have.
Yeah, and they have
far
ahead
yeah.
of us.
My, for years. Seniors and for drugs and for criminals, for all these different yep. things, where our country is just crazy with mm-hmm. more people in prison. It's like... How around guns? I mean, you name any major issue, but we're talking seniors right now. But Scandinavia has these, and in this country, the only person who's going to have that is a millionaire.
Exactly. We had a client called Milda. Milda got up one night to use the bathroom. She was on the second floor of one of those big old houses out in the East. And she went back to bed and washed her hands, went back to bed, and went to sleep. And she usually slept until about 9 or 10 the next morning. Well, the next morning, the whole house was flooded. The ceilings caved in. All the library was soaked. Everything was just... thousands
because
and thousands
she forgot
of dollars.
To turn off the water?
She threw the towel in the sink.
Oh.
And she didn't turn it off, and then it mm-hmm. flooded the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did, we put a what they call flow logic. You put that on the water main, that if the water, you set it, so if the water run any more than 10 minutes after midnight, it would shut the main off. So she opted
That's
for this
a
service.
That's a wonderful thing.
Wow.
Then she opted to
I didn't know that existed.
Have Coastal Caretakers. It's all about the technology to be able to research all of these
and
things.
Knowing that technology. That's
yeah.
a smart thing because that could happen. My neighbors went, this is maybe 10 years ago, went to Greece on a vacation. And something happened with the toilet and the water started overflowing.
Right.
And they were gone for 2 weeks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it was one of the other neighbors when the basement filled up and the water was coming out the basement window.
Mm-hmm.
They
so
called the cops, they called
noticed,
somebody. Of course,
right.
the amount of damage was ridiculous.
There's sensors that we can place on a wall, and they don't need batteries. They're charged by heat, motion, and light. And it doesn't take a picture, but it just...
It almost sounds like science fiction.
Well, it just... It you can monitor someone. You can tell where they are in the house. You can go to your iPhone and see where mom is at, you know, 2 o'clock.
Is there someone in your office all the time?
What? You know, well, we have monitoring.
24/7?
We have a monitoring companies that do all this work.
Mm-hmm.
In case there's a problem, then they call us. But, this, you know, we don't want to put cameras in people's houses to keep an eye on them. But at least we can tell where they are. They can
mm-hmm.
also tell whether they're on the ground, laying on the floor, or they're in a chair. The monitoring systems.
That's amazing.
So you have medical alerts too?
Well, yes, medical alerts. All of the home security companies have those today. They either a tablet or they have it on their wrist or an pendant.
But that alert goes to the company or to you? Or it goes to the company?
First it goes to the company, okay. Then it goes to us because we're first call on the line.
That's why I was curious where you are on the line.
Yeah, and then you have different numbers if you can't be reached. But, it's just parting a way of, you know.
And can you get into the house when someone is?
Well, we will have a key and a security code.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they're willing to have this service installed.
Right, it's a matter of what level of service they're willing
to go for.
Exactly,
you know, we have gold, platinum, and, you know, the basic service is $299, but there's a list of different items that are covered, you know. It's important to at least do that fall prevention.
Right.
You know, you're in there every week. Oh, that hassock should not be there, Mildred. Let's move it over here, okay? Oh, yeah, I know how you like that braided rag rug next to the sink, but that you can trip on. Let's make a nice mat there. You know, this all it is being conscious and aware of what's going on in someone's house. And, you know, that property manager is going to know that house like the back of their hand in 6 months.
Wow.
Do you work in apartments also?
Yes, but there's not that much, you know, I mean, apartments, all you're responsible for in an apartment is what's within those walls, you know. Usually there's a homeowners association that takes care of the snow and maintenance. But basically, aging in place, especially here, in rural areas, it's more difficult because you're so far away.
Right.
You know?
What seniors don't accept, and I say it all the time, you're one person and you're aging once.
Yeah.
And you're not paying attention to that rug. But you've seen it 20 times. You've seen how many people have broken a hip.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard it. I haven't seen it, so I want my throw rug because it's cute.
Yeah.
Until you go down. Then you're an advocate. You're telling everybody.
Right.
Don't leave that stupid rug on the floor. So a company like yours goes in.
The biggest thing is to get rid of that bathtub. If we get rid of that bathtub with the sliding glass doors, it's an accident waiting to happen. So we can pull that tub out, make a nice walk-in shower where it's nice tile. They can sit down with a handheld and take a nice shower by themselves.
Do you do that yourselves?
No,
or
we
do
have
you,
contractors to do that. Everything's contracted out by licensed, insured, bonded, reputable people. We just don't go down to one of the, you know, the big place where you buy the lumber and get somebody just in their truck to come. Put something in.
You're making the recommendation of what should be done to the house.
Yes.
And then going out, getting a vetted guy to come in and do the work.
And everybody has to be licensed and insured. We have to see their insurance certification. They have to be licensed and a background check.
You sound like you have a top-notch company, really.
Well, it's niche. But, you know, it's like anything else. If you want to see something good happen, you have to put in the effort, you know. So, and I'm patient because I'm getting up there and it's time for me to just easy does it. And we can actually we're like an apprenticeship program. We can teach people how to do things.
Which is tremendous.
You know?
But actually, we're out of time. It's amazing how fast this goes.
Thank you.
Bruce, this is an
thank
honor.
Thank you
really,
so
you've
much.
You've got a great organization there, and
thank
we wish you the best.
And Aegis is what sent me here, so.
You must be very, very brave.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM.